From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Bay of Naples, just a few hot August days before the famous eruption of Mount Vesuvius in 79 AD, that's the setting for Robert Harris's historical thriller titled Pompeii. Alan Chuse has this review.
Harris's novel begins with news of trouble in the system of tunnels and aqueducts that delivers mountain water to the Roman towns on the curving Bay of Naples. To tackle this situation, from Rome comes Marcus Atilius Primus, a young widower. Within a few days, he stirs up the enmity of the slaves who work in his repair crew, invited the wrath of Numerius Paupidus Ampliatus, a powerful Roman citizen of the coastal town of Misenum, and invited the confidence of Pliny, the Roman writer, who also happens to head the large Roman navy stationed on the bay. He's also met a girl, Corellia Ampliata, daughter of Ampliatus, and she's quite a dish, and before too long he's fallen for her. It's always a wise move to include a Corellia in a novel such as this, an historical thriller based on a large amount of research. So in novelistic terms, the heat's been building since the beginning, and it's a tribute to Robert Harris's powers as a narrator that he paces his book so well and puts us through our paces as attentive readers, even as we know exactly what final scenes we're moving toward. Some historical fiction strikes the reader as a kind of meditation on the past. Some attempts to help us reflect on the present. And now and then you stumble on one, like this tautly written novel set on the eve of the eruption of Vesuvius, that's like a trip to an adult theme park. I don't know when I've read so intently and learned so much so quickly about such specialized subjects, Roman hydraulic engineering and volcanology, among other aspects of the classical world, while having so much fun.
The book is Pompeii by Robert Harris. Our reviewer is Alan Chuse.